What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Episode 14, Patrick Gale's coach's show. You see the man himself wearing his nice quarter zip, SIC tournament right banner behind him. Coming off with two wins on the road, I-3. The Auburn State Golden Rams getting it done heading to Savannah. It's Coach Patrick Gale. What's up, Coach?
What's going on, JR? How's everything?
I'm blessed. Highly favored. Countdown to the birthday coming up here. About ready to travel to your old stomping grounds, New York. So it's all good, Coach.
Hey, man, I gotta call family, tell them to give you a nice welcome.
Yeah, Coach. Hey, look here. I'm cutting trip kind of short, though. No, we got the Nets on Thursday, the Nets on Saturday, then the Knicks on the 5th. But, you know, we have different plans, so I'm not going to be in New York the whole time.
What is your birthday, Jr.? Tell the people when your birthday is.
3/11.
Okay, that's what's
up. 3/11. On the court and on the field.
That's what's up.
3/11. 3/11. 14. Because Coach, that's math, Coach. You love math, Coach. 3/11 is 14, Coach.
That's, I love that. I love that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3/11. I love that. So that's why your number's 14.
Yes, sir. That's why I wore 14 for my birthday.
That's awesome. Well, happy early birthday, man. It's always a blessing to see another birthday.
No doubt, man. No doubt, man. You know, it's crazy, Coach. It's a crazy world. Just think, getting to be in your late 30s is a blessing in the world we live in today. with the stuff we have to deal with, we leave our houses every day. Let's be
absolutely
real.
Absolutely.
Always a risk to live in your house today.
I mean, it's that's why you got to stay prayed up, and that's why you got to look forward, not backwards, because before you know it, man, you'll be in your 40s like me.
Yeah, yes.
holding on a tight grip.
the coach needs young men keep you young though. I know it gives you some gray hairs too, but does it keep you young?
Gray hairs. They give you gray hairs. You know what keeps you young is seeing them get through the woods. So it also reveals yourself. A lot of times when I talk to my young guys, it's like I'm talking to myself 20 years ago. So it makes you understand, man, how dumb we were back then and how smart our parents were back then. And all I can do is kind of tell them things that I wish I was told back then. And sometimes you are told by your parents, but you don't listen to your parents because you feel like they don't know anything. And they're just, an older version of you. We love phones. They're just the older phone of you, but it's the same thing. You got their DNA for a reason. So it humbles you. It definitely keeps you young, but it humbles you because it makes you realize how immature and how foolish you were back then.
You know what, Coach Scott says a lot on the show, man. You know what? For me, a lot of dudes my age don't like being around elders, but I do. Because my dad's an elder himself. He's gonna be 85 this year. Being around my dad and his friends from his organization, man, it's like the knowledge I get just from sitting around with them at the Crystal down on Northside Drive, getting their
That's
coffee,
right. That's right.
their country culture breakfast at the Crystal. It's dogs like getting them 4 hours without it to them talking, man. It's one of a kind. So I love off season when I'm home and off season, go sit down at Christmas with my dad and his friends, just soak in knowledge, man. And I love hearing the kind of firsthand accounts of history of Atlanta, the world, our country, the global sphere. Hearing them talk about being different speeches and different things that we know in history, they were a part of it.
It's funny because when a lot of people talk about our civil rights leaders, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, I always say, well, have you listened to them? You can read about them, you can watch interviews, documentaries, whatever, but have you really listened to any of Malcolm X's speeches? Have you ever listened to any of Martin Luther King's speeches? Just listen to what they're saying. And really kind of let them speak to you, let them speak to your spirit. So we have to, listen to our elders and just shut up and let them speak to you and let them speak to your spirit. And I think we would do so many things in advancement of what we're going through if we followed what we always did. Our ancestors always had the elders speak, the young people listen, the young people do, the elders point and direct. And we have gotten away from that. And you can't tell me that you know anything about life when you haven't lived as long as someone that has and has been through different things and seen different things and understand what's going to happen. And because you're full of testosterone and you feel like you know better, but that's the body tricking itself. The mind can't do anything without the mind. And I've seen people go from strong, active to deteriorate because their mind deteriorated. And that's the sad part that we don't appreciate that.
No doubt, Coach. I say the elders have been my everyday, man, teaching me how to be. The elders are whole hand today. I say I'll tell them about show. My elder group around me is why I am whole hand today. They've taught me how to be a man, gave me the roadmap. And do I go about it sometimes not the right way because I'm a little bit different? Yeah. But the baseline is still there.
Yeah, I mean we gotta respect our elders, and and I know what it is, it's ambition, but it comes down to ego. And just reading scripture, you gotta understand not to have false idols. And our biggest idol is our ego. We don't even realize it. We do have other idols that we don't even realize that we're worshiping, but the worst one that you can worship is ego. And God has a response to that, and it's called humility. And if you read, Book of Job, you can read, any book in the Bible. He humbles you. He will humble you.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, talk about that, man. Your team, man. It was funny, Coach. Watching the game with Pops here, just seeing your team battle on the road. Because we talked about this year having to grow up and be mature, having a lead like you had, going to overtime, getting down to OT, losing for the first time in the game, but still having the mental resolve to actually pull it off on the road, at Edward Waters last game of the season with them planting seeds as well. So are you. And seeing your young guys step up what they did, Coach, had to make you feel happy knowing that, hey, the road's been a bugaboo this year for you guys.
Well, I'll be honest with you, JR. We approached it as a must-win. We knew we could not go into the conference tournament on a two-game losing streak. So we, Coach White and I approached it as a must-win, and the young guys responded. And at the end of the day, yes, we would like to have won, without having to go into overtime, but the bottom line is that we won. And we are playing a team on their home court, their last home game of the season. They're, college basketball, man, is so competitive. You're not gonna play a team on their home court, be up like the way we were at halftime, and not expect them to respond. And they responded in a great way. Coach Huff does a great job with his guys. He had a key guy out. I had a key guy out. So we just battled, man. And we were blessed enough to come out with the victory, just like we were blessed enough to win, on the road at Fort Valley, another hostile environment, another team playing very well going into the tournament. So every coach should be going into this tournament feeling like they have a chance to make a run. That's how good and how deep our conference is.
Yeah, because on this time of year, records don't matter no more. It's
Zero zero. Doesn't matter. Records don't matter.
matchups now.
Just look at the CIAA first round. Record don't matter. This is the best time of year. I love late eight, love late February, March. This is the best time of year. This is what you go through, all those preseason workouts, all those, all the preparation, you want to see your young people, your freshmen and your sophomores kind of grow up. You want to see your seniors step up and play with pride. It's my favorite time of the year.
And coach, you have close to a full roster of about one guy, but this is close to four you've had in a long time. Has to make you excited with a few days off to get ready for Lane, which I call the Nick Exodus Jackson down I-40. The Nick Exodus Jackson Lane College, the Dragons. You pretty much have a good full roster almost here as you get ready to play the Dragons of Jackson, Tennessee, down there in Lane.
Oh, they're well coached by Coach Turner. They this they, Lane is a team. You know what they're gonna do, and they're gonna do it to you. So you gotta be ready. And when we played them at their place, they were very tough. They were very tough. So, I'm sure they're excited about their matchup with us, as we are, excited about this opportunity. And it's time to. The records don't matter. It's not on anybody's home floor outside of Savannah State. So let's get it.
Yeah, because I was many stories about going down to Lane College from Tennessee State. There ain't no 2 hours with Nashville. So I've been
Yep,
on that
right. Yep,
campus
it's right there.
many a time,
Close.
or stopping heading to Memphis, see my boys in Memphis too.
I was about to say it's close to Memphis and it's close to Nashville. So Lane Jackson's in a nice spot, man. Lane is always, a challenging trip for teams to come in there and try to beat them. They're very well coached, very tough team.
Now, coach, I'm gonna tell you a little funny story about TSU Dynamics here, coach. Why you love this? We asked people from West Tennessee. Our doubts were playing Memphis. And are you Jackson, Brownsville, Millington, Covington? Which one are you? Don't lie to us. Nah, but I said, nah, you ready for Memphis or you from somewhere else? They all gonna
So,
play Memphis, coach.
hey, I went to school in Memphis, so I know exactly what you're talking about, man. It's funny, but I will say this, man. I when I went to Nashville, when I used to go to school in Memphis, man, I thought Nashville was a beautiful city, man. And East Tennessee is beautiful side. It's like another side of the world compared to Memphis. So, Tennessee is a great state, man. But there's two sides of the world when you go from Memphis to the other
Coach,
side of the
funniest thing,
state.
it was John City, coach, for ETSU, coach. It's funny. I decided, I said, must have shirt issues on to be served. I'm like, what? That threw me off, coach. Like, huh? Must have shirt on to be served.
It's crazy, man. But hey, man, we both been around a little bit. We talking about elders and just getting older. We both been around in our 20s, haven't we?
Yes, we have, coach. But it's all because it's a great game. We both played basketball and football, man. Because I think this is what teaches you who you are, man. Gives you that
That's right.
grounding. Because, coach, like I told you, it's off there, coach. Like I said, I learned about the slavery, how we got to where we are. Right, we have Jamaican blood, and others are. My dad's from Guadeloupe and having that Barbadian stuff in him because it's a point of a finger and a boat trip. It's just that simple. And like I said, coach, 4 years old baseball. I started off there. I don't understand why the guy from this guy from Curacao talk a little different than me. The guy that talk a little French got that high tea, their high tea. So like, you know, so the other kids from the Dominican Republic. So my dad's like, yes, you all are brothers.
Just that's right.
You got separated by a boat trip and a pull of finger, son.
That's why
you all look the same but talk different.
That's right.
Four years old, I thought. But
you know what's funny, JR? That's why. Okay, so if you can go back to 4-year-old JR, what do you usually do as little children when you come around other people that you don't really know? You don't say a word, right? Great. You just check them out. You just observe. As adults, we should be doing the same thing. If more people would just say less and just watch what you do, because your actions are going to speak more than your words. And, you know, I have to quote, you know, scripture again. There's power in the tongue. You know, yes. If we would just learn to be very direct and very purposeful with what we say instead of just saying anything, because what comes out of your mouth, it speaks about, you know, what's in your head, it speaks about what's in your heart. And if we just be quiet and just observe and judge off of what we observe instead of just, you know, well, I heard this and, you know, somebody told me this about you, so I don't like you. Or somebody told me this about you, so you cool. No, you gotta observe. You gotta watch people. You gotta let the actions speak. And, you know, I'm big on that. I'm big on, especially when it's somebody that has been in that environment before. You could learn something just by shutting up and listening and watching.
No doubt, Coach. And I must tell you, man, getting that lesson at 4 years old has taught me the rest of my life. Like, I now know. I knew at 4 years old, well, our kids don't know what I know about who we really are to each other, you know? At 4 years old, because I said, it was, like, weird. Like, they talk different. I knew it was a different language. I'm like, but we all had a glove and a ball that could, we could smile and laugh, and I know what each other's saying.
Right. Well, I mean, again, life's lessons, man. It's cool. And that says a lot about your intelligence that at 4 years old, you picked that up fast. Because yep. When I went to school, you know, in Brooklyn growing up, I had friends that were from many different nations. So I knew about a lot of different cultures. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, JR, I kind of struggled going into college and you know, just seeing kind of one or the other culture. I'm used to multicultures. So, you know, we didn't stereotype people. We knew your ethnicity. We knew your nationality. We understood the different cultures, especially, you know, Jamaicans. Jamaicans, our saying is out of many, one. We respect and we know different cultures. There's so many cultures that have influenced, you know, the island of Jamaica. People don't even realize that.
No doubt, Coach. It's so important, man. Like I said, sports is a heck of a teacher, you know.
Exactly.
I said, I was playing sports at 4 years old. So I've been in sports for 32 years of my life, long 33 years of my life. So sports has been a part of my rearing and my grounding. And it helps set up everything I've read in books that I've been taught by elders and, you know, understanding that that's that principle. We're all brothers. We all come from the same place. It's like, I was learning that concept has been a little harder, but when you're around it and deal with it, you see it for what it is. And I think that's what's good about, you know, my first was baseball. When my birthday being in March, Coach, I had to turn 4 to March, so I had to wait till 4 until I pushed what was baseball in 91. You know what I'm saying? The same year I met Anthony Mason, 90, which led me to Tennessee State, as you probably can imagine. So, like, all those things, 91 for me was a year to really help form who I am today.
And, you know, thinking about this time of year in the tournament, that the teams that are close, the teams that respect each other's cultures, the teams that kind of embrace their role individually but respects their teammates' role, you know, as a whole, those are the teams that's going to be successful from here on out.
No doubt, Coach. And I said, I look forward to coming down there on Tuesday, seeing that game. I'm claiming that you're going to win Sunday. I'm claiming the game is lame. I'm claiming that now, Coach.
Listen, man. Listen, JR. Stakes are high now. So, You can't be claiming it now if you ain't doing what? If you ain't living right, if you ain't doing the right things, they are. So forgive your enemies. Pray for your enemies, because come on, the stakes are high now. But nah, we're excited, man. We're excited and we're looking forward to it. And our faith is strong, our belief is strong. It's 0-0. Judge us now with these stakes. Judge us now and how we respond. I'm proud of my guys, because throughout all this adversity, we have never quit. And that's a life lesson. It's bigger than basketball.
No doubt, Coach. That's definitely right, Coach. So we can leave it on that word, people. Coach Patrick Gales, episode 14. It's more than basketball, people. We cover a lot in this 20 minutes today. It's worth it, though.
If all you're worried about is just a basketball, you're in the wrong place. This is ordained because we are just creatures that were created by a higher power for a bigger purpose. And we're like you said, JR, we're all connected. And it's not by no basketball. It's something greater that connects us.
No doubt, folks. Coach Gale Show, episode 14. We'll talk to you down the road, 15, out in our AC tournament down in Savannah, Georgia, the port city.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.